You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
No, I do. Okay, I do that now. I'm exposing myself, but at restaurants, if the waiter recognizes me, I tip a lot.
Yeah,
like, to be like over a ridiculous amount, just so that they can spread the word that I'm really nice.
That I'm a good.
Welcome to Don't Mess. I'm Christine Sidelko.
And I am Chris Clemens.
And this is our podcast.
On the podcast, we are just trying to learn more about people, places, and things.
Personally, I want to learn more about adjectives, adverbs, and nouns.
See, I'm more of a preposition guy. Wait, we're making this sound like a podcast about grammar.
Basically, we interview people that we find interesting and want to learn more about, and hopefully you want to learn more about them too.
And Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox, if you haven't heard of it, is a podcast app available on iOS and Android. It's one of the fastest growing apps for podcasts on the market, and you can listen to Don't Mess on your other podcast platforms, but I hope that you give CastBox a try. I think it's a really great app. You can find all of your favorite podcasts on there, including, hopefully, mine. Don't mess. Hey guys, welcome back to Don't Mess. Today is a very special episode. I am staring into the soul of none other than our special guest host.
Hi, I'm Al Mills.
It's Al Mills. That sounded fake, and I saw your lips move. I saw it come out, and I still thought it was, like, fake.
It's my party trick.
It is amazing. I do a good dolphin noise. Do you want to hear it?
No, but go ahead.
I respect that, and you won't hear it at all. I have to, like, wet my lips. It takes a while. It kind of probably sound gross
on a
podcast. But anyway, Chris is gone. He is missing. If you've seen him, nope, not a good trip. People actually go missing. Jordan's phone just played. Chris is gone, basically. He's on vacation. He's in New York. He's living his East Coast dream while I stay here alone.
Mm-hmm.
But not alone anymore.
No, because I am here.
Because Al Mills is here.
Yes.
Al, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. End of episode. So you're in town for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you think people, everyone knows you're Canadian, or does that, you think it surprises people?
No, it surprises people still.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're a Canadian?
Are you, like, out about being a Canadian? Are you, like,
yeah,
proud?
Yeah, I don't, like, flaunt it.
You don't flaunt it?
No.
Right, because it's really not something to flaunt. I mean,
yeah, it's not something I need to announce.
Yeah, it's something that you don't want to hide, but you also don't want to flaunt. Like, being American, it's like you want to hide it. Like, you go abroad and you're like, como talevu? You know, like, you're
okay,
like,
yeah,
I am not American.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Canada, you're like, yeah, it's not, like, amazing. Like, it's pretty much just the U.S. with, like, gravy on french fries instead of just salt
free
and ketchup. Oh, that is really nice. And a hot leader.
A hot leader, we do.
Okay.
Justin Trudeau.
You know what? Maybe not brag about it, but maybe, like, work it in there a little bit. I feel
work
like it's
it
like
in?
A, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I do correct people when they say I'm American. I do, no,
yeah.
Canadian.
Oh, no. Just sweet Canadian.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I just took French in school.
Me
that's
too.
The first thing they teach you. I am.
I thought you had to learn, like, Spanish or something.
I did both.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, because they were just so similar, because I needed another extracurricular? Curriculum.
English too?
Canadian English. What part of, like, it's Quebec that's, like, French,
yeah,
right?
That's the only place.
So the rest of Canada doesn't speak French.
No, but
no,
I live in Ontario, in Ottawa specifically, and that's the capital, and it's really close to the border, so it's very bilingual there.
Okay, cool.
But, like, you're only gonna get French in Quebec.
But is French popular? More popular because of Quebec? Around? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like,
I mean, like,
don't really care, I'm realizing.
Like, on signs, there's always English and then French. Like,
okay.
You always,
like, it's like ours is like Spanish.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. I'm learning so much. We're really, really working together here.
Mm-hmm.
two diplomats here to work on.
Oh, that was your caption originally.
Oh my God, yeah. As I was saying, I was like, why does this sound from, I'm like, oh, it's like even less funny than it was the first time.
Yeah.
So basically, that photo, what you were talking about, is from a trip that we had, that you had. It was quite the journey.
Yeah.
I want to hear like your side of the events, because I was just on the other end. You were just FaceTiming me. I was at home.
Okay, so what had happened was I was in LA in June. I was in LA in June for VidCon, and we were supposed to hang out before I left, and then it didn't end up happening. And then you jokingly said, "Just come to like New York with my family for Fourth of July."
Yeah. I even forgot all this, and I was there for that. But yeah, go ahead.
And I was like, "Sure."
Yeah,
and you're like, "Actually," I'm like, "Yeah, sure," but I was like, just saying, "Sure."
Yeah.
And then you messaged me like 2 days before, like 4th of July or something, and you're like, are you gonna come? I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's just like, it's fun. And then I came and we went, oh, it got real fucked up.
Yeah, talk about, that's what I want to hear your side of.
Okay, so basically you told me to book a flight to Rochester.
Right, Rochester, okay. New York.
Okay, but like,
I know, I've done this too.
Yes.
Rochester, Minnesota is also
a thing.
An airport. They happen to be, both have layovers in Chicago, like, and they happen
to
be
at the same time.
In, at the similar times, in like gates right next to each other.
Which is ridiculous.
Every time I get on a flight to either, because I've been to both of them, they're like, if you were trying to go to Rochester or the other one, you're on the wrong flight. Mm-hmm. Every time I'm like, do something, change the name.
Yeah.
Do something. I don't know, because it's happened so many
times.
They should
have a warning thing. Yeah. I don't know, but that happened to me. I booked it I was in Chicago and realized I booked the flight to the wrong Rochester. Called Christine. I was freaking out, and then I went to the like front desk thing, and they're like, there are no other flights tonight to Rochester, New York. And I'm like, well, what's the closest place? So I was able to get a flight to Buffalo.
Buffalo, which was like, and this was like already like 11, because you were getting in late.
Yeah, I was getting in like 11 p.m. or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then I have to drive out. It's like, was like 2 hours or something like
that?
Two and a half hours. Get her like the middle of the night. We drive back. I don't even know what we did. I think I just drank coffee.
Yeah.
And we just like
talked. We gossiped a lot.
Did we?
Yeah.
I forgot. It was probably really juicy.
Yeah. It was more me ranting, and we've talked about this, where you bring out this side of me.
Yeah, I kind of encourage, like, you're such a sweet little girl, and then every time we hang out, I'm like, tell me everything you hate. Like, I just
shit talk like crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn you to the dark side. It's nice. Yeah, I do like hate watching sometimes.
Yeah.
And if you don't, I feel like you're a liar.
I honestly didn't normally do it, but now I enjoy it because of you, because we did that. We did that a lot at your parents'
Yeah, it's just
place.
Something fun to, like, you know you're going to hate it, and, like, you know it's going to be funny, so you just, like, it's fun to cringe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But people probably watch our shit like that,
I would love to tell you my view about what I expected going into it.
Oh, yeah,
please. We've never talked about this, truly.
Yeah, because I have people, every time they meet my parents, they're just like, how did you come out of
it's
that?
It's exactly that.
Right, so
yes.
Tell me.
So, like, going in, I don't know, you warned me that your parents were very, like, just, like, stereotypical.
They're just like out of a movie, just white suburban parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it didn't truly click until I met them. They are so, first of all, so sweet. They're so sweet, but they're like, they remind me of my grandparents, you know what I mean?
Well, they are older. I do have my dad's almost like 70. So like
that
is probably part of it, but they're also just like major squares too.
Yes.
Like they're just really white. We're all just really, really Caucasian. Yeah.
But they were so quiet. They were like, they were just like, you know, sit at the table, drink their coffee, and then like go out in the patio and just watch like nature.
Yeah,
and
well, they're retired. They don't have shit to do.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with my life now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then like you're.
And then I'm just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't even explain it. I hope everyone just one day. Every day, I hope everyone meets your parents. But
yeah,
like,
go on tour, my parents, and I don't go. Just like me, and my parents. Yeah, my mom is like, I know like everyone loves her. Well, not everyone, but moms are great, right? Mm-hmm. My mom is like, I literally not a real human. She's like a cartoon mom. She's like a housewife. She's like Smart House or like Leave It to Beaver mom or whatever. She's just like. I can't even. Oh my God! But she's also weird too, because she would remember that Victorian doll.
Oh my fuck! Yes.
Yeah. So you're talking about how old my fucking parents are. My mom is like furnishes this log cabin that they live in,
in the guest room, and it's just a blank dresser, completely blank wooden dresser, with just one Victorian doll standing on it. And that's like, that's the decoration. And that was the room you were staying in.
Yeah.
And we walk in there to put your suitcase down. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even think of this. Mom, why the fuck do you have that in there? And she was like, I don't know. It's like, it's named Pamela. And so like, that's not my name. And I just wanted to put it somewhere, but I didn't know where. I'm like, Mom, we got in at 3 a.m. in a log cabin. The nearest town is like 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
There's like, you, like things out in the bushes. And then there's a fucking doll on a dresser just staring at you.
No, my favorite part is that this is where I realized where your humor comes from, is your mom, over the few days that we were there, placing the doll random places for to scare the shit out of you.
She would put, I was sleeping in the basement, she would put it in my, but it would take me long to, I'm like, figure it out, because I'll finally just see, I'm like, how long has that been there? She's like, I put that over like this morning. I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, she's so weird.
My two favorite spots were the top of the staircase.
Oh my God, with the light behind it, yeah.
And then the, I think it was in your bed or something.
Yeah, she put it under my, like, under my blankets when I like went to go to bed, and it was like sleeping in my bed. It was so weird.
It's like, she doesn't even wait around for the reaction. She just like it, the thought of you getting scared is good enough for her.
Yeah, that's enough for her. She's just like, yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, and she's, it sucks because she's so hard to scare, and I'm so jumpy. Like, I literally one time, you know how when you, I love scaring people. There is something just so funny to me about just like planning and like hiding and then scaring someone and just seeing that reaction. It's just so funny to me. So I was like hiding from my mom, but you know when like you're hiding and they take longer to like come where you think, you know what I mean? Like, you think they're coming right away around the corner, but then they're like doing something else, and you're like waiting there for too long. So I was waiting there for too long. I was
I got bored.
Yeah, I got like bored and like was just in my own head, forgot what I was doing. She comes around the corner and I scream. I was literally waiting so long to try to scare her that she scared me. Like, that's how bad it is.
Yeah.
And it's so bad because I can't get back at her ever.
I feel like, you didn't.
I never did.
Did
I?
We tried to do it together. Then we forgot about it.
Think we did.
Yeah.
That was a fun trip, though.
I honestly loved that trip.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We met those girls at Walmart.
Yeah.
We ran into these girls at Walmart, and then they were just like, you want to go on our boat? And we're like, sure. So we just literally went to go on their boat, and then they came over to my parents' place for fireworks. Oh, my God. The fireworks.
Yes.
That was crazy, too. I'm like, oh, it's all coming back
to me.
It's all coming back. It's
going. Man, yeah. We got a shit ton of fireworks.
That was crazy.
For very cheap.
Yeah, what was it? Because did the guy even know who we were?
No, it was all the, there were so many teenage girls working there.
Oh, yeah, that was right. Yeah. And so they, like, told their boss, I guess. And like, oh, if you post. So we got, like, I think, like, $1,000 worth of.
I think so, too.
For, like, maybe $200.
Yeah.
That was crazy. I think my parents still had, we didn't let them all off. They're probably still in, like, the garage.
And I was, your dad was a trooper.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad's deaf in one ear, so it's, like, easy for him. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, he was literally an Army Ranger, so he's, like, jumped out of planes. So he's like, oh, yeah, whatever. But that was fun. Wow. That was a crazy trip. Wow. Well, we've seen each other in New York.
Yes.
Now we're seeing each other in California.
Yeah.
Do I come to Canada next?
Yes, please.
Should I?
Yeah.
Do you have an air mattress?
Yes.
So tell me, like, what's, like, the main difference, like, you've seen, like, here? Do you like America, or do you, like, I know I'm proud of Canada, I'm, like, there?
Like, I like America, but, like, I'm proud to be Canadian.
Yeah. I'm proud to be Canadian, where at least I eat poutine.
Oh,
that was good.
That's good. That was really smart.
Yeah, what's the deal with poutine?
I love it.
Sounds gross.
Really?
I just sounds like diarrhea to me.
No, it's
so good.
Kind of
looks like it, too.
I know, but it's so good.
I don't know. It just seems very heavy and cheesy.
It is heavy. It is very heavy, but, like, I feel like it's a particular taste. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of it's a hit or miss with people.
Do you, like, put anything on it on top of that?
There's some places, like, poutineries? I forget.
Itinerary.
They you could put, like, bacon in it. I think bacon's my only other thing I would ever put on it. Everything else I've tried, I'm not that big on it.
So is that, like, does every place have that there? Like, if you can order fries, you can get poutine?
Yeah, it would just cost, like, a dollar or two more.
That's crazy. So it's just, like, our, like, cheese fries.
Exactly.
But, like, it's, like, curdled cheese and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wonder who, like, made that up.
It's a Quebec dish. It's a French.
Oh, that's right. It's
French-Canadian.
Poutine.
Yeah.
Now I feel bad because it's, like, a cultural thing. No, I'm kidding. Well, so the streamings were how many nights ago? Two nights?
Yeah, yes, two nights.
Yeah, you looked great.
Oh, thank you.
In your suit, your little, one of my friends, Cheyenne, asked me where you got.
Yeah.
your outfit because she loved it so much. And I was like, wow, Elle is literally a gay fashion icon.
I have turned into that.
But you rock it. I think you pull it off
well. Yeah. I feel confident in the suit.
Yeah, you look like you feel confident. Mm-hmm. I don't.
No, but you looked great in your dress.
Yeah, my little Cinderella dress, yeah.
We went and got together.
Oh, my God, that's right.
You really have bad memory.
I do. It's the marijuana. Yeah. That was so weird because it was $75.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just the shittiest costume dress I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And it was $75.
But you were probably the funniest person in the night.
Oh, well, I don't know because I was getting makeup done the whole time. I didn't get to watch the show.
Well, I watched the whole show. You were the funniest person of the night.
Thank you. Yeah, that was so weird. It was like the guy from The Bachelor, and I don't watch that at all. Mm-hmm. So I was like talking to him about it, and I was like, so you were on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette? And he was like, well, both. I was like, oh, they let you do that? He's like, well, you have to be on the other one to be The Bachelor. And I was like, oh, so there's like rules to this and like whatever he's talking about. Then he tried to like brag to me about being on an episode of Family Guy. It was weird. Yeah.
Yeah, he seemed like he did enjoy being there.
Yeah, he was nice to me, but yeah. Mm. It was funny. Really weird combo.
Mm-hmm, but he's hot.
Yeah, he was hotter in person. I think when I looked him up, I saw like a goofy picture.
Yeah.
He's tall, which is good. Mm-hmm. And he's got good hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like a kind face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I already forgot his name.
I don't know his name too. Know that there's the Bachelor guy.
Yeah. So which one were you nominated for?
I was nominated for a breakout creator.
And who won that?
Emma Chamberlain.
Emma Chamberlain, okay. Oh, yeah, she's at my table. I didn't even recognize her.
I literally went up to her. I'm like, you look like a grown-up. Yeah, I don't know
but like,
how
but
I feel
still
about
so
it.
Small.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I mean, like, she is going through puberty, but, like, it's stressing me out.
How old is she?
She's 17. Oh, she's born in 2001. Yeah.
That's disgusting. How is that even possible? Yeah.
She's so much more grown up than me.
God, leave it to the internet, though, to make me feel old at literally 24.
Yeah.
Like, I literally feel ancient.
I feel old. I'm 20.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's right. Your birthday was, like, right after.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's an ad. Bye. Hey, guys. Today's episode of Don't Mess is brought to you by FabFitFun. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box delivered 4 times a year with full-size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products for just $49.99 a box. Do you like discovering new products that you've never heard of? Are you super into fashion and beauty products? Are you always looking for the next cool thing? If you answered yes, try FabFitFun. FabFitFun allows people everywhere to discover products they've never even heard of. Plus, all the brands that you already use and love, including Glam Glow, Beauty Blender, Free People, Vince Camuto, and many more. FabFitFun is a great way to treat yourself or get a gift for a loved one. Do you know a friend who's going to college or a new mom? Well, then look no further because FabFitFun is the perfect gift. So in my last box, I got these really cool under eye masks. You kind of just pop them in the refrigerator, get them cold, then you put them under your eye and they're supposed to help with bags. And I really did. I was super tired one day, put them on before I had to go be on camera. And my eyes looked really good after only 30 minutes. So yeah, I didn't even know what an under eye mask was until I got these and they worked really well. And every FabFitFun box is filled with products just like that. Every box comes with full-size products, no sample sizes of anything. And FabFitFun is a crazy value. Many of the individual products cost more than the entire box. You can choose to customize your box by choosing different products and add-ons, or be surprised with each box. Sign up for FabFitFun today. FabFitFun boxes are amazing and always sell out. So use my code MESS, M-E-S-S, to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well-lived. Once again, use promo code MESS, M-E-S-S, to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. So go to FabFitFun.com and use my code MESS to get $10 off your first box. Okay, guys, we're back on Don't Mess. I love my job. Mm-hmm. So, Elle, I think we've talked about this before, but I love how we met. Because it was through the internet, like a lot of things are these days.
Yeah.
But it was through, like, a mutual, like, we had it bad.
I keep forgetting how bad it was, but, like, yeah. It was really bad.
It was really bad. I don't know. I think it was, like, summer 2017.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, we just got lumped the fuck together, and people just went off about that we were just cringy and, like, try hards and like it's only funny because you're fat and it was like really like bonding. Like I feel like we wouldn't be the type of friends we are now if we met normally.
100%.
Yeah. And especially because you're younger and I had been through it a little bit before.
Yeah.
So it was like, that's why I kind of think of you as like a little sister.
Aww.
Yeah. But like I bully her. You know what I mean? How I literally would be if I had a younger sibling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vice versa. I think of you as an older sister.
Yeah. But like a bad, like a not, no, yeah, but like it's not fun. A good role model. Yeah, it's fun, but like you won't benefit and it will probably hurt.
I remember I tried to ask you for advice during that time.
Yeah, you messaged me and I was like literally just turn off notifications. Mm-hmm. 'Cause then eventually you forget about it.
No, ignorance is bliss. Honestly, I only could see people I follow.
Yeah, same.
To this day.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And then I don't seek it out as much anymore because I'm so used to not seeing it ever.
Exactly.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah, and that's literally all you can do because you can't change it. If you fight back, it's probably just going to get worse.
And I don't block because, like...
You taught me that. Yeah. I mute now.
I mute. It's the same effect because you don't see anything and they don't know.
And they don't know that. Yeah, exactly. Because I will go through once in a while and look. And if anything's mean, I just go to the profile and mute.
Yeah.
And it's perfect because then it's like they stop showing up because sometimes it's the same people saying shit.
Exactly.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Sometimes I do this thing where though people like quote tweet stuff on my feed, but I can't see it because that person blocked me.
Yep. A lot of times
there's
that happens.
There's a lot of trending stuff that I don't know
about.
Yeah.
It's all the fan accounts that like always post like a funny video with a funny caption.
Yeah.
But they also like are so awfully mean and cruel that they just like it's well actually no if they block us they're not the mean ones,
no,
because I kind of respect that. It's like okay, yeah
you don't like me,
you don't want to see
fine.
My stuff and then you just block me, perfect, then I don't have to hear from you, don't have to be a dick.
Yeah,
perfect.
I agree.
Yeah
so
thanks for blocking us guys.
Yeah, but that's how we met, and then we met at Playlist DC last year.
Yeah, was that the first time in person?
That's the first time in person.
What did, I don't remember that. Do you remember what I said to you?
I do.
Can you tell me?
So I was DMing you guys because I had no friends there. It was you and Elijah.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, that's where I first met Tana, too, in person, was Playlist Orlando 2017.
Oh, no, mine was Playlist DC.
Okay, well, Playlist has introduced me to one of my favorite people and another one of my favorite people.
Jesus Christ.
Tana's less favorite. So we were trying to meet up, right?
Yeah, and then I saw you're getting like surrounded by fans. And I came up to you and pretended, I'm like, oh my God, can I get a picture too?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always avoid that.
You were trying to walk through it.
Oh, okay.
And then we walked down together, and you said you wanted a picture.
Oh, yeah, because it was like, oh, haha, like, we're together because everyone, like, lumped us together. Yeah, I remember that now because you were in our room.
Yeah, and we went to your room, we took the picture, and then you guys wanted to go to sleep right away. So
did I?
And you guys gave me half of your sandwich, and then I left.
Oh, well, that was nice. Cool. Okay, yeah, that's fun. I wish I remembered that. Well, now I do.
Mm-hmm. And then a few hours later, you sprained your ankle.
Oh my God, yeah. We were walking to a museum and I just ate shit and it hurt so bad.
And then the rest of that convention, you were on like a...
On the wheelchair thing. Yeah. And then they made me at the party. The guy was so funny because I was riding it around the party and I was like, I thought it was funny, right?
Yeah.
He comes up, he's like, I get it. I get what you're doing. I think it's funny, but I can't have you do this. So I was like, you know what? I respect that. Thank you for coming up to me. I'll get off. See you later. And I like walked away because I was like, that's why I'm like, if you're gonna like tell me shit, like if you say it like and don't be a dick about it, I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't think people get that. Like just be like,
was it
like
a security guard?
Not even nice. Yeah, it was like for the hotel or some shit. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, I was probably gonna run someone's foot over. I think I already had at that point.
Probably.
Yeah. So you went to Tri-State, right?
Yeah, I did.
I was like in New Jersey.
It wasn't that great.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm going to go.
But you had that girl from the Washington Post.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, you are in the WAPO.
I am the WAPO.
In the Post.
Yes.
Post it up. Post
Jesus
Malone.
Christ.
Post-it notes. Postcards. Mm. Poster board.
Anymore.
No.
So
tell me about that. What was that like, being shadowed?
It was weird. I was telling her, I'm like, it's like having a therapist, but knowing that they're going to publish it to the world.
Oh,
I literally,
yeah.
She was very good. She was like analyzing me and like, I was trying to explain my thoughts and like, she would then like put it into words for me. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly it.
I need to read it. I haven't read it. Yeah. Did you read it? Did you like how you were portrayed?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff left out though, but she even tweeted that. But like, cause we went deep, but then wow. I think I was happy that she was respectful about like
some of the stuff.
That she was like, it was very good. It was very balanced, and it still was very honest and everything. So
yeah. Well, you're just killing it. You're going like you have like Buffer Fest. I see you're always in that suit. You're always in a suit.
I know. It's a new thing.
Yeah, you're like. Like whining and dining and networking and mm-hmm. Do people come up to you a lot like industry people?
Yeah.
And like, do they know how to talk to you? I feel like I feel like you're so young.
Yeah.
Because even to me, like I'm supposed to be like an adult 24, and like sometimes they talk to me like, what are you talking about? Like, words.
They I feel use. Like they're good and I'm bad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm bad. Like at the streamings, I had to do like this interview, and he was like, oh bye, and then I was like, yeah, have fun at the thing. One. She's not going. She's just the reporter. Two, what? Have fun at the thing. Yeah.
I don't know. It's always just like they want to meet up, and I'm like, or do the meetings. I'm like, yeah. Just hit me up.
Here's my email. Yeah. No, that's crazy. Yeah. Those. I don't think people get like how weird those like award shows are.
Awards. I don't know. See, I can't tell if I like conventions more or award shows more.
Oh, conventions are fun. There's more people, and you get to like run around.
Yeah, I feel like award shows, especially that red carpet and everything, stress me the fuck out.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's so like all the people. It's just so many people. You have to like fight through them. And, and it's like we're not actual celebrities. So, like we're not used to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's so weird. It's just such a weird, and I don't know how to fucking smile. How do you smile?
I don't know. I always get so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't really like it.
Yeah. Wow. What do we have in common? Two quirky girls.
Two quirky girls.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what else to talk about. What do you want to talk about? What's in the news?
What can we talk about?
I don't know.
How about what's your favorite memory of me? And I'll tell you my favorite memory of you.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that would require me to remember.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually now regret asking that question.
So, I don't know. Too much thinking. I guess playlist, the last one in Orlando.
Okay.
When we were like running through the sprinklers.
Oh, yeah.
It was weird. I was wearing
a bra. I keep forgetting you were there.
Yeah, it was weird. Oh, yeah, you were drunk.
Oh, yeah, I was hammered.
Yeah.
No, okay, we talked about this recently, but you and I are always in like... You're always at the weird times of my life.
Yeah, I always am just like somehow there to witness like your weirdest moments.
Yeah.
Weird. Maybe I like am the catalyst.
Maybe.
I don't even really know what that means. No, I do.
Yeah, honestly. I'm...
Like starting.
You like start.
Was the starter. That's what it means, right?
Maybe.
Am I thinking cataclysmic?
I have no idea what those words
mean. I have no idea what I'm talking about. So, Coca-Cola, you wear the shirt a lot. Tell me about it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like, we're literally so similar because I had the whole Don't Mess with Texas shirt thing.
Yeah, did you? And you stopped doing it. I'm slowly starting to stop the Coke shirts.
Yeah, it was like, to me, it was just like, it was just so funny to me. Because it's like, just like dressing like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, like, it was just for me. I just thought it was so funny. To just every day get up and wear the same shirt and have multiples of the exact same shirt and like make little different outfits with them, but just wear that same shirt every day for a year. Like,
shirt. I have like different Coke shirts.
You've got like just like Coke is your thing. Yeah, I get that. Or like Wendy's.
Yeah, that was a thing for a while. And then I stopped doing the food stuff after the hate.
Yeah, people suck. It's so dumb. But that was so funny. Yeah, you'd always just see, like, the funny photos. Yeah, I wonder why people hated that.
Someone recognized me last night. I was at a bar, and they were like, are you that girl in the prom pic that was eating chips behind the girls in the dresses? I'm like, that's the tweet that started the hate for me. So I was like, And no one's ever recognized me from
that's
that
crazy. It sounds like such a mouthful. Are you that girl from that time?
But that girl had Meme Queen tattooed on her lip.
Oh, so she can't talk.
No, she can. But like that means she like loves memes.
Oh, she was saying she loved it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I thought you were saying like she was like, oh, like in a mean way.
Oh no.
Has anyone ever come to you in a mean way?
Never. No.
Never for me.
No.
I wonder what I would do. Probably punch him.
I don't know. I'd be like taken aback, I think.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh wait, what?
I don't know. That's so weird. But definitely now that I think about it, there are probably people who talked to me that were nice but probably didn't actually like me.
Oh yeah. No, probably. That's so it's weird because sometimes you feel like
because people will be like, you'll get a tweet and they'll be like, oh, I just saw you, didn't say hi. And then I'm like, so who else could be watching me at this moment? It's so weird because, like, we're not famous. We are not real, like, celebrities.
No.
But so, like, we don't, like, we have to walk through the airport, like, we go through security like everybody else, but still people will see us, so it's just so weird to, like, you just get recognized in the weirdest places.
I agree. What's the weirdest place you've been recognized? Mine was at church.
Oh.
And I don't go to church.
Yeah, I would have had to go on, I don't know. Well, how did that go?
Where, you know when they said, say hi to your...
Oh, my God,
I turn, and she goes, oh, blah, blah.
Go, peace be with you. Yes. I'm Mel Mills. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I've had some like Postmates, like people delivering, and then I'm like, now you know where I live.
I've had that once, and they
and like, now
ask
I
for
have
a picture.
To tip.
Do they ask you for a picture?
No, thank God.
Oh, I've,
but I'm like, now I have to tip because they're gonna be like, oh, if I don't, they're like, go to the Christians, they'll go to and tip me. Like, no, I'm kidding, I tip.
No, I do. Okay, I do that now. I'm exposing myself, but at restaurants, if the waiter recognizes me, I tip a lot.
Yeah,
like, to be like over a ridiculous amount, just so that they can spread the word that I'm really nice.
That I'm a good tipper. Hey guys, this you had a Twitter moment. L Mills gives $100. You know, like when those people take pictures of their receipts because like someone gave them a really big tip. You're like saving someone.
No one has done that yet.
Yeah. But. Well, then if you get recognized like at food places, I'm like, okay, well, give it to me for free then. You know what I mean? Like, I wish everyone that was like, oh, hey, I'm like, okay, cool. So where's my free drink? Like, shit like that. I don't know. I'm very entitled.
Mm-hmm.
Teehee. Yeah. so what? You're in town for what else?
I don't know if I'm about to say.
Oh, then don't say it.
Well,
tell me about your podcast because you have one too.
Oh, yeah. So manager Josh.
Dodie's
manager. Yes.
Love him.
He. Like, when I was in London in May, he asked me what I like to do for my spare time besides videos. And I'm like, I don't have a hobby, because I don't.
Yeah.
And so he's like, that'd be a funny podcast where if we try to find you a hobby.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I think I've seen, like,
that. Yeah. And I jokingly said, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I do that.
So kind of like New York, yeah.
Yeah, I always do, and then I just get into it, you know?
Oh, I do that too, where I'm like, I come in, and then I'm like, oh, wait, I actually, that was like me at the streaming. So I was like, oh, I actually have to go do it now.
Yeah. But it's fun. It's really nice because it's just Josh and I talking for like 45 minutes. And so.
I think I might genuinely listen to that.
Yeah.
I don't really care about podcasts. I think I will genuinely go home.
Because it's just Josh and I.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Both of you. Both have fun voices and say funny
exactly.
things. I love it.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we just do that. And it's
so
kind of
like.
What
have you tried?
Baking, party planning, ghost hunting.
Who party? That's like a job, though. Who like party plans as a hobby?
I don't know.
Well, maybe like Gossip Girl, like people.
Yeah.
Like the mom from Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was her name?
We wanted to have you on once.
Oh, I would like that.
Yeah. You were supposed to do it when he was in LA.
Oh, when I didn't text him. I was like, oh, okay, I'll text you. And then he left. I was like, oh, I'm a bad person.
I agree.
Yeah.
You are a shitty
person. But I'm a good tipper to people that know who I am.
Yeah, to people who know who I am.
Yeah, zero if you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't recognize me? Well, you're lost. Here we go. It's the end of the podcast.
Get
your Chromecast.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to sign my cast.
I have a question.
Cool.
You think was I as good as Chris?
You know, you both bring different things to the table. It's really hard. You know, I just love you both so much, and I just
you're bullshitting so hard right now.
Yeah, let me try to run out the clock, like literally.
I miss him.
No, this was fun. I wish he was here.
Yeah, I do. I miss him.
He just went to New York for 2 weeks and didn't tell anyone. Chris, we thought you were missing. No, I did. Again, shouldn't joke about that. Well, thank you, for coming on. I think this was actually really fun to have you on as like the guest host. I guess I really just talked though. It was kind of just basically like you were on it.
Yeah. No.
I'm realizing.
No, I really enjoyed it. This
was fun. I mean, it was fun.
I think people will like to listen to this.
Yeah,
right?
I think people will like this too. All right, well, Elle, what's the name of your podcast and where can people find it?
Elle Tries, and on any app that has podcasts on it. I guess like Apple Music.
But yeah, thanks. And we're going to go. I want to stop at Ultra because I want to get those baby foot peels.
Okay.
You know, when you put your little feet in those booties and like a week later your skin falls off?
Oh, I know. No, I don't know that.
It's fun.
Okay.
There's one down the road. We'll
that's go. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Okay.
Well, that's all for now, folks. So bye-bye.
Bye.
Don't mess. I miss Chris.
Fuck you. Don't mess. Don't.